This is The Beat on 720 WGN and on demand at WGNradio.com.
Carmen Harry with you till 7. Blackhawks hockey coming up. The Columbus Blue Jackets at the United Center. Harry's wearing his Blackhawks sweater today. You look good, Harry.
Well, thank you. It's a rarity for me.
So the news came out this week. No big surprise. Let's jump right into it, into the show. The Chicago Cubs are starting their own TV network. And, yeah, they, I guess, are going to be making oodles and oodles of dollars. What is this going to mean for you and me and baseball fans, Cub fans everywhere? Mark Gannis is from Sports Corp, which he started. It's a sports consulting firm. He's smarter than me and you, and he joins us now on 720 WGN. Hi, Mark. How are you?
I'm great. How are you guys doing?
So let's start at the top.
Good.
What does this mean for the standard viewer here, Mark? Because my understanding is that they're just going to lump the Cubs in there for you, and you're not going to notice anything except that your bill might go up a little bit more.
No, there are going to be some changes. First, the Cubs are not going to be on NBC Sportsnet Chicago any longer. So they will be put somewhere else. That's a start. Second is there's going to be some negotiating that takes place now over the next number of months for the, I guess what they're calling Marquee Sports Network, to be carried by the local cable and satellite companies. So that's going to take a little time, and there'll be a different channel, but it's likely to occur, and it's going to be a different channel. If you're in some of the outer markets, Northwest Indiana, Northeast Indiana, Southwest Michigan, Indianapolis, Iowa, you may be able to get Cubs games really for the first time if you're interested in it, because NBC Sports has some conflicts and hasn't been able to be in certain parts of the Midwest area. And this one's important. I think we're going to see that the Marquee Sports Network is going to be available through a variety of ways, skinny bundles, over-the-top OTT, as it's called, and eventually direct-to-consumer. And the more we're having cord-cutting, the more those other means of distribution are going to be more relevant and more picked up. And I would expect we're going to see the Cubs Sports Network carrying on virtually every means out there.
Okay, so by the way, Mark, always a pleasure.
Harry, great to talk to you again.
It's too long, my friend. And you know, I think of you as the guy that builds stadiums. So I love talking to you about this TV deal because you are inside. You've got all the information. These are your friends. These are your associates. You know what's happening. So I have questions as a Cubs fan, and I have questions as a member of the media. First of all, is there any scenario, Mark? I've got friends in L.A. that gripe and moan that they can't watch the Dodgers. Is there any scenario, depending on the provider, where it's possible that certain Cubs fans won't be able to get this network?
Possible, but highly unlikely. There's a really big difference between what the Cubs have done here and what the Dodgers did. The Dodgers entered into an agreement with what was then called Time Warner Cable. Time Warner Cable was a direct competitor with all of the other cable companies for subscribers, with DirecTV, with Dish, with Charter at the time, Cox, and, of course, Comcast. That was a real problem. I mean, were the competitors going to bail out Time Warner Cable for signing a stupid deal that paid the Dodgers way too much money? Well, the answer is, as we have learned, no. They weren't going to. So they didn't do so. Whereas the partnership between the Cubs and Sinclair is a pure content partnership. Sinclair is not in the cable operating business, what they're called MSOs. They don't, they're not a cable company. They don't provide internet service. They're not a satellite company. They're a pure broadcaster and cable company. That's a very big difference. So right at the start is a big difference between the Cubs and the Dodgers. The other is that there is a tremendous interest in the Cubs in the Chicago market. I don't know how many people know this, but the Cubs basically have the same number of viewers, just the Cubs games on NBC Sports Chicago, as all three other teams combined. So this is the Cubs are like the Yankees in terms of the interest in the market. It's a very deep, very strong interest, and it'll be very hard for companies, the cable and satellite companies that want to retain subscribers in this day and age of cord cutting to do so and exclude the Cubs Sports Network as long as their pricing is reasonable.
The Yankees, the Red Sox, the Angels have been able to obtain, you know, as well as the Dodgers, they've gotten big priced free agents to come to their teams. All this extra money coming in for the Cubs, will this go towards better players?
Well, how much?
If we look at the history of the Ricketts family, the money is going to go to three places: the players, Wrigley Field, and Theo Epstein. Hey, I got a laugh out of you guys. All right, there we go.
Well, but Mark, is it clear how much money do the Cubs now know? How much money they're going to have after this? You know, when will they have a clear picture of their budget?
They're going to auction it off.
They don't know yet. They won't know until they get the carriage agreements done. And that'll take place over the next, you know, 8 months or so. So they're really not going to know for a little while longer, but certainly before the next off season they will know. And that those subscriber deals are the ones that are the basis of every regional sports network. They'll have a pretty good idea what they'll do in advertising because they know what the ratings are. As far as OTT and direct to consumer, that still has yet to play out. But there's actually a much bigger reason, I believe, why the Cubs have moved on to this. The Cubs are going to be able to control their brand and their message for the foreseeable future, just as the Yankees do. That's really valuable in the day and age when there's both cord cutting and overstimulation, oversupply of messages. So the Cubs are going to be able to control their message to their fans and to others in the marketplace. That's actually really big as you think of the long term of a brand.
Mark Gannis from Sports Corp joining us here on 720 WGN. Okay, controlling the brand, I get it, but there's a lot of Cub fans right now who are, I mean, I see this more and more, at least on social media, and I don't know if people are bluffing or whatnot, but they're quote-unquote done with the Cubs because they signed with Sinclair, because Joe Ricketts has come out with his emails have been released to the public. A lot of people are more and more angry with the club. Why do you think they went with Sinclair, which is a lightning rod for a lot of people?
Because Sinclair has 190 TV stations. They're in this business. They are one of the bidders for all the Fox, our regional sports networks, one of the leading bidders, I will add, for all the Fox RSNs that Disney is auctioning off. They're involved with a couple of other teams in baseball. They're a terrific broadcaster. You know, we live in a time, it's really strange, guys, where parties' political beliefs are somehow impacting the quality of a product that has nothing to do with politics. I hope we get over this. I'm not sure it's going to happen in the next year or two. Social media just exacerbates it. But at some point, I hope, we've been given this great gift of the internet. I hope someday we have the maturity to go along with that great gift.
Yeah, makes sense.
It seems like it's going to be great for the fans, and I thought the price would be higher, but I'm hearing it's just going to be like $5 a month. Is that correct?
I don't know the number that they're looking at, but if you look at what's paid right now, that would be about the right number, $5 plus or minus a little bit per month. NBC Sports Chicago is going to try and keep their same number, even though they're going to lose half their audience. That's just the nature of the beast. That's what MSG did when the YES Network came out in New York. So there'll be some negotiations with them as well, but they start off with Comcast in the corral, so that helps them a great deal. The total package for all sports should be somewhere around the same number it is today, excluding ESPN. I think it's around $11 or so in Chicago when you count WGN TV and you count Comcast Sportsnet and the Big Ten Network. And it should be somewhere in that same range, plus or minus a few bucks after this is all done.
But it doesn't sound like it's not going to be a separate thing. You're saying it's going to be bundled. This is a package, and now it's going to cost, instead of costing $34, it's going to cost $39, and it's going to include the Cubs, correct?
Well, I'm saying if it costs $34 today, it should cost about $35, $36, $37, not $39. I'm not saying it's a pure add-on. Look, as I said, NBC Sports is losing half its audience.
Okay.
Does that mean they should keep the same price?
Right.
You know, that's a negotiation. But yeah. certainly, you know, I think we all know what should happen there.
Right.
And WGN TV is going to lose a big part of its sports audience. So does that mean it should get the same price for per subscriber? Again, you know, when you lose content, significant content, maybe you shouldn't be getting the same price. So that's why I say I expect it to be a few dollars more, but not a lot more than it is right now.
Okay.
And what was the second question? I'm sorry.
No, I got it. What are skinny bundles?
Skinny bundles are limited broadcastings within the package. So instead of, let's say, let's say you don't have any teenagers in the house, you may not want any of the MTV networks, and they cost $3 or $4 a month. Let's say you don't want, I mean, they almost all will include live stuff because that's compelling. That would be sports and news. But there may be a whole bunch of other things that you don't need. And so skinny bundles have taken the big bundles and packages that cable companies have generally been putting out there and narrowed them down to a few of the more popular channels.
Doesn't it feel like we're sitting in a college class getting lectured to them by a professor on, you know, how you do a television deal?
I'm just taking notes here. Mark Gannon, Sports Corp. We appreciate the time. End of the day, good or bad for the sports fan in Chicago, the marquee sports network?
It's good, and I'm going to tell you why it's good. It's good because, as I understand it, the Cubs are going to be very nimble in the way that they are going to be able to present and provide their games and shoulder programming. That's really important as we get into the state, especially as we move into 5G, when people are going to not have cords even being used in their homes and are going to be doing everything wirelessly. People are going to be using their devices that they hold in their hands to stream things onto their big screen TVs or wherever they happen to be. You're going to need to have a company that does not have a huge legacy cost that they still are amortizing so that they can be nimble and be where the fans are. It's going to be more important for them also as we get into more ancillary activities like sports gambling during the game, so you can have multiple things coming to your device at the same time. You know, I'm here at the NBA All-Star game, and yesterday we had the best event of all, which is the NBA Technology Summit they do every year. And 5G and the way things are being broadcast, even 5G and the way you go into an arena or a stadium, was a big part of yesterday's discussion. And oh, by the way, props to Northwestern grad Mike Wilbon for doing one of the greatest one-on-one interviews with Michael Jordan I have ever heard. He did that yesterday for the Tech Summit, and everybody raved about it.
Mark, I saw the smart jerseys. These are unbelievable.
Yes.
When you push a button, you can change the number or the name on the back of the jersey. That is unbelievable. My problem is I'm a Bulls fan. I want to push a button and change the player inside the jersey.
Well, you know, who knows? Maybe someday you'll have that opportunity. I'm not sure it's there today yet, but you know, can we somehow bring Michael Jordan back as a 25-year-old?
That'd
be wonderful.
That would be great technology. And you know, other than the fact that he was a Jewish pitcher, why the marquee network? Is there any, you know, value, any rhyme or reason to the name? When at Cubs TV?
Well, two reasons I think you do that. One is marquee is because of the famous marquee outside of Wrigley Field. But the second is what you want to do is you want to imply and infer that there is programming other than the one team. You know, the YES Network is called the Yankees Entertainment and Sports Network. So you want to have more than just the Cubs. The Cubs are the basis, and these days, you know, the Cubs are, you know, baseball has only a 4 to 5 month off season. But you still want to be in a position where you have other sports, other activities, and it's not just by the single name of the team. And I expect they'll have other sports and activities. Hey, you guys may have another gig. They're going to need some programming, guys.
Gee, we hadn't thought about that.
Not once. All right. Mark, thanks a lot. Great stuff. Appreciate the information, and congrats on all your success. And, yeah, well, I think everybody, Cubs fan, Sox fan, whoever, if this is a good thing, everybody wins. So let's root for that. I think that would be wonderful.
Yes, and thank you for dumbing it down so Carmen and I would understand.
We do appreciate that, Mark. Thank you.
Anytime, fellas. Take care.
Mark Gannon, Sports Corp. All right, let's take a quick time out. If you have thoughts on this, feel free. 312-981-7200. Are you fired up for the Marquee Sports Network? Your television viewing is changing in Chicago. 720 WGN.